But now let's see the stira in the Mechaber. The Mechaber in Cheshavis says explicitly that the Paschas like on the top, that you are allowed to be Lohi, Efer Feshi. What Tezis is called in Yilchas Milah, so Yilchas Milah is your Paschal, that if a child was born after the first year, so the Milah should get flame, on fire. The Machava Paschal is in Yilchas Milah. And the Mila, if he was born after the first year, the Mila has to take place on some. So that's why he should have again.
Born after the first year, after Shabbos. Saturday night or Friday?
Friday. After school. Let's say Friday this week is 4:20. Suppose he was born 4:30. So according to the time, the Mila should take place. Friday, next Friday, he says no, it should take place Sunday. Friday it cannot take, because maybe somebody Shabbos. Shabbos cannot take, and so Shabbos not myself. So it just take place Sunday. I had a difficult time whenever somebody asked me, the baby was born 10 minutes, 15 minutes after the year. And that person, even the person observes 72 minutes, I passed him. But if the person doesn't observe 72 minutes, he doesn't walk on the same Shabbos, 40 minutes after the first year, and the male does not observe it either. So I have a difficult time with somebody going around and saying, come on, I'm not going to pass him.
Well,
there
might be say so, Rabbi, if it's 15.
The father of the child is not much pretentious. The male is not mahmud. How can I possibly know?
So what should I do then? They're not mahmud, should they be on the time?
I said, I don't want to pass. I asked him, are you mahmud for shiddes on the time? He said, no. 40 minutes after shiddes, I drive the car.
That means that it's the boy was born on Shabbos already?
According to his minute.
Right, so look, his minute, so the mila should be on Shabbos. The Mila should be on Shabbos then.
Friday, not if the baby was born. If the baby was
Friday born, evening.
Friday evening.
Yeah.
So it should be, according to his neck, it should take place on Shabbos.
Right.
I don't want to pass it.
Well, because you've been a Tom, it's not Shabbos.
Shabbos. But I can tell him differently. I mean, it doesn't make sense. He's not chayshim, the mayor is not chayshim. Mm-hmm. I passed him, you know, negative the whole, I mean, after all, it's...
But if the mall was choshesh, if the mall was choshesh, then what? If the mall was choshesh, then...
And there's no problem. So the mayor, he cannot perform the Milan Shabbos. So I don't ask another one or something. In Sifches he says, Mishenel ben Ashmoshes, Shul Sofit Yein Sofit Lailo, Meni min Alailo v'nina l'chi, Shul Sofit Yein. Then in Sifches he says, Bishio ben Ashmoshes, If we get Tadoye v'anooye, we save Perik v'anematit. Because of our Yitu, Misapkelon, Halacha Divini, Hiltach, Yisyal Dinuch, Yishetishka Ham, Sofiku, Adishon Baby Ashmoshes Rabbeis. So you could say, but the Mesikeli don't say there's a chat, that it means, because of our Yitu, in the Sattva Alokim Yehuta Yisrael Nishatishka Achama. Nishatishka Achama means the second school. But the trouble is he mentions Balito, and the Balito, the Pharaoh says, the first school. So to say, to mention Balito and say you're not upshot, is a big deal. So the Vichyom Yehuta Pchiminsky, as the Kashi. Then he mentions that he had a correspondence of Rabbi Salzalman, Rabbi Salzalman, Lotzer. Rabbi Salzalman gave me very sharp tests, very chivist, very chivist. And Rabbi Yechotoshinsky was a Tashkin, Rick Jackson. Rabbi Yechotoshinsky was not an Anton, he was a walking hawk, a bullet, and especially in the Ashmoshes. He spent many years on the Ashmoshes. But he liked pshat, but he didn't like any tum-tum chivis. So he says, Alman Elsa said like this, there are two halachas. The davin mile, so it's not a shaile, is it the outgoing day, is it part of the outgoing day, or part of the incoming day? The shaile is it tzeim or is it lail? Is it tzeim or is it lail? So the melee, they only say the shita of the Balit and Machava, not the Balit, the shita of the Machava is that it's like Hamletan, that Shidavi Shabbos, where it's a Shaila weather, is the sixth day of the week. Shabbos is told not just in Lilo, how about the North Pole? Where you have 6 months day and 6 months night, 6 months you have day, the sunshine. So how do you observe Shabbos? How do you observe Tarsi soil in the Psyche? Tuboch has discussed that, you know. He's the first one to discuss all these questions. In these days, there are no Jewish, explorers who went to the North Pole. But later on, he had many explorers, and sometimes a rich businessman goes to North Pole. I once had a child, a very rich businessman. Because of business, he made a trip to North Pole today. He does a good thing. You get this properly, you know. Listen, Siberia is also very close to North Pole. Even British Columbia, where I was 2 times, so in the summertime, you know when sunset is 11 o'clock at night. And Amud HaShachar is 2 o'clock in the morning. So the whole night is less than 3 hours. That's British Columbia. North Pole. You have straight 6 months day and 6 months night. What do you want, Shabbos? What do you want, Shabbos? So the Tarsis Hoyle says, yes, there are possible. No one can argue with it. You observe 6 and 6. From 6 p.m. to 6 p.m. the next day. So it's a 24-hour day. Straight. From 6 to 6. But, so the Shabbos doesn't begin with night. The Shabbos doesn't begin with night. Still, you have to observe. The Torah says, we got to keep that. Because the Torah is not talking about the North Pole. The Torah is talking about the Israel and the whole globe except the North Pole. Who? Which Jew lives in the North Pole? And which boy? Only the Eskimos are in there. How many boy live in the North Pole? I don't think more than 22,000. So the Torah doesn't discuss that. So the Torah says, but that doesn't mean that there is a halacha that the Shabbos has to start in the night. Usually starts in the night and it ends the following night. But it's not Leikure. So they are with the Shabbos, the Mechava Paschus like on the town, that after the first year, since there is ample light, so So that's not called Erev. What is the Bayer Vaideika? What do you mean by Erev? The sunset. What do you mean the sunset? Just the first year. If you stand on a mountain, it's in a big mountain, let's say in Switzerland, or even the Rocky Mountains, so it will be 6 minutes later. If you're on top of the plane, it will be 15 minutes later. If you watch it, if you ever fly at the time, it will be 15 minutes later. So Mele, Erev in Bereishis means when the sun sets, even from the highest level.
So Shabbos needs dark? Shabbos is totally in darkness when it becomes dark?
So that is when they are Gimul Tukichob invisible. The Gemara says, Tukichob for Echol turns rainbow. Shnei Kichob in Binash Moshes. Gimul Kichob is light.
So Shabbos has to be dark.
So Erev means either three Kichob in Binyamin or two Kichob in Binyamin with Sadin Sof. Because when you see Tukichob in Binyamin in the Eifet Amaro, not in the center of the sky. The center of the sky you see Kimukhov in Bayani 30 minutes after she has the horses. But when you see three Kikhov in Bayani in the eight of the power, that means that the whole horizon is dark. When you see two Kikhov in Bayani, it means it's dark and it's not dark. But it's difficult to see something.
Rabbi, you're saying the Shnei Dinim are that Shabbos is totally on it being dark already, but Milah is only totally on it being the next day.
That's
in terms
right.
of Milah, the Mechaber can say
Shabbos is totally primarily in the seventh. Sheish is showing us how the Shemesh is mind wise. The seventh day of the week, Yom Kippur is totally the tenth of Tishrei, not night.
Yom HaShvi, you can tell by looking at your watch. As soon as it reaches, you can look at your watch. As soon as it's a certain time, you know it's by Yom HaShvi. That's what Mila is dependent on.
So there, in regard to Yom HaShvi, whether it's part of the outgoing day, or part, this is what from Sazon and Moses, whether it's part of the incoming day, it passes like a matan, that as long as there is ample daylight, until Shkia Shnio, so it is in one, it's part of the
outcome.
So it's Yom HaShishi.
But on the North Pole, but it's not tolerant whether it's dark, because the North Pole, it starts before it gets dark in the summer.
But Nipos, I'm not discussing North Pole.
No, but there's a reason to illustrate that.
Yeah, no, it's
Yom HaShishi.
But Vayarev, what does Vayarev mean? The sun set below the rising at sea level, twice sea level. If you stand, I mean, trains today, they don't go up very high. But if you be on a plane at the extremities of inner space, close to outer space, you will not see. You will be able to see the sun until 3 1/4 minutes. I mean, I can experiment, but that's how I assume in order to understand what I'm doing.
So for Shabbos it has to be dark for Shabbos to begin?
Shabbos has to be the incoming day, the seventh day of the week.
And how do you determine that? By darkness?
By darkness.
And by Erev? And by Mila?
Not by darkness.
No. By Erev?
By the sunset of the sun. Yeah.
And by Mila?
The Chavim took the Chavim day. That's only a simen.
And by Mila? And by Mila?
Suppose it's a cloud that day, you never see the Chavim for months. It's only a simen. It's like Rabbi Hanan Nahoris says that it's only a simen, and he makes it an analogy what the Gemara says in Shabbos. When you see the Tanigel, you know, and the Kira is sitting, so that means that the sun sets. So can you say that it's sitting by the Tanigel on the branches of the tree? So that comes in his life, he says. So two Kikhov in Bayin, three Kikhov in Bayin is also the Moshul is a little, you know, exaggerated. All right, which is right, he says. It's only a sin. So the Mechaber Shittin is and then just listen what the Chassam also said, that as far as the question whether it's the Ima Shvi of the week or the Ima Shishi of the week, so only when the sun is set on brutal levels, from any visual point.
And the Gavimila?
Oh, but Gavimila is our loch of Lilo. So Mele Lilo, Vayikolachim, just the other way, Vayikolachim Leyeye, Filacheshach Kor Lilo. So as long as there's a certain degree of chesh, so then it's already Lilo. So this is what the Zalman says in answering the stire between the Mechaber and the Shabbos and Mechaber and the Shabbos. But I want to apply the same concept to the Ravon. It's a very strong question. According to the Ravon, what is the significance of the Shkia Shmir? The Ravon says it becomes Sofik Shabbos El Fershki, and Vadai Shabbos it becomes a Tzitzik Nechovit. So the, what's the significance of the second Shkia? So we have to say that according to the Ravon, the significance of the second Shkia just the other way around than Rav Solomon also says. Rav Solomon also, in answering this theory, the Mechaber says that the second Shkia is only important, is only important that to be considered as Sophic of the seventh day of the week. But as far as being Lilo is concerned, so then as far as being Lilo is concerned, so it becomes Sophic Lilo at the first year, because there is this, a degree of Cheshach already. Underlies a degree of Cheshach. So Mele, it's already Eyo v'cheshach mishtam shim b'yavuli. But in order to be considered Sophic the seventh day, so then Reb Zalman also says in the Mechaber. So there, it is Badayim until the second Shkia. But I say in the Ravon, just the reverse. Ligabe, Shabbos. So since there is already sunset, at sea level there is sunset. We don't see it. All right, if you go up in a plane, at the extremities of thousands of miles above the Karke, the Karke of the earth, so then you'll still be able to see the sunshine. What? The Torah is given to the people who are on earth. Not only stand on the plane thousands of miles above the ground. So now, some male, according to the Ravon, since he remained subjectively, the sun is set, so then is considered already Sophic, the seventh day. But Ligabei, the second Shkia, it only has significance with Avimile. Well, it's not a question whether it's part of the outgoing day or part of the incoming day. It's a question of Yom and Lilo. So they are after the first Shkia, it's not Lilo, because even though there is some degree of Chesha, but you can read a book. So Mele, when does it become Din Sophic Lilo? And Din Sophic Yeim after the second Shkia. So in other words, I was inspired by Rav Zalman, Meltzer's Chiddush, but in the Ravon I say just the reverse.
After the second Shkia it has to be Vaday Lilo.
After the second Shkia it's Sophic Lilo.
After the second Shkia?
It's Sophic Lilo. Yeah, only 3/4 of the meal subsequent to the second Shkia, it comes on.
If the Rav Yon basically held like Rabbeinu Tam that to be Vaday Lilo you needed Dalet Milim,
Rabbonim does not agree with Rambam. According to Rambam, after the first key, allowed to the Melach. According to Rabbon, you arrive here and
stop it.
But the Gabi Nile, the Rabbon would agree with the Shita of Rambam. And Rambam himself, he doesn't make any distinction. Because someone else has said it only in the Mechaba. The Mechaba doesn't pass for something like that. So Mele, what I said in this thesis was, the thesis in Tzachim Dalbeis, who says, Shor Abdeilo. So it's like Rabban, it's not like
Rabban. What does Rabban hold by Mila?
What?
What does the Rabban hold by Mila?
By Mila he would hold that you can be mal. That if a baby was born after the first year, before the second year, so still, it means that he was born. See? So the mila can be performed not when he's born. When he was born, so it wouldn't make any of the mila, because by mila there is a law here, the beginning of the imashmini. So it's also a question whether the outgoing day or the next day.
So he's born after Shkia Hirshana, before Shkia Shnia?
What is that?
If he's born before Shkia Shnia?
If he's born, even according to Rabban, if a baby will be born Friday after Shkir.
After Shkir?
After the first Shkir.
Mm-hmm.
Before the second Shkir, you will have to be Malim on Sunday. Because here it's a question also whether it's the 8th day or not the 8th day, you see.
So what's the difference?
If the baby was born on Friday afternoon, then for some reason the male wasn't able to come out until after the first year. According to the Rabban, you would be able to mull the baby after the first year.
When was the baby born? Friday after the first year?
What?
If the baby
was born Friday morning.
If he's born after the first year, Friday evening.
And so then you have to email Sunday. Following
why? Because it's before Shkia Shnia, so it's not considered Erev yet, like Abi Mila?
Because you have to be Malim on the 8th day. And in order to be considered the 8th day, you have to make sure that it's the incoming day.
So if he's born before Shkia Shnia?
Did not take place in the outgoing day, but in the incoming day.
So if he's born before Shkia Shnia, it's not considered like Shabbos, like Abi Mila?
If he was born, after the first year, then is the same problem as Shabbos, because we have to make sure.
So it's still considered like Friday?
Yeah. But if the baby was born Friday morning, or Thursday night, midnight, and then the male for some reason wasn't able to perform the milah until after the first year, according to the Rabban, you can perform the milah after the first year. That's the perspective.
Why
do we perform the meal after the first year? But it's been as much as when it's not been as much. According to the Rabban, it's Friday. In other words, the baby was born Friday morning. The male should have been mowing early in the morning. He did. He was busy. Out of time. He showed up 5 minutes after the first day. Mm-hmm. According to Rabban, Rabban would tell him, be mal the baby now.
But you can't do any other malach. The Rabban also is any other malach after Shkia Rishon.
That's right.
But Mila you could do because you're saying it's the 8th day.
It's the 8th day.
But why can't you do it in the other case? Let's say the baby was born after Shkia Rishon.
So then you have to be mal him.
On Sunday.
Bismana.
Yeah.
And we don't know which is Mano.
Why?
Because of the suffix. Maybe maybe the baby was already born on Shabbos, it can be Malim on Friday.
Yeah.
Because it's the 7th day, it's Kiddush Malim.
Yeah.
You can be Malim on Shabbos because maybe the 8th day was Friday.
And why would they eat it Friday?
Because the suffix is the Ben Ashmoshes is it belongs to both.
I thought you said when it comes to Mila, the Ravan would say that until it gets totally dark, it's Yom Gamma. When it comes to Mila. Right?
Yeah. So because there is no real darkness.
You really need real darkness, yeah. Right? So the baby was born after the first Shkia.
After the first Shkia.
Since it's not dark yet, or it's not totally dark, we should... Really
but according to Abner Tam...
We should say it's born on...
According to...
On Friday.
What?
We should really say the baby is born on Friday, because it's not dark yet. As far as Mila is concerned, we should say it's not dark yet. Right?
But according to Ravon, the baby was born... Maybe the baby was born on Shabbos.
But not the... I mean, it doesn't make a difference
if he's born on Shabbos, so Friday is hidden wrong.
But Friday is the eighth day.
Friday is the eighth day, but you don't know whether it was Friday or it was not Friday. Maybe for Shabbos alone.
Halachically. I mean, if you're saying according to Ravon, it's possible for something to be Friday, but yet halachically Shabbos. That's what you're referring to, right?
I say in the counter among there is a difference between the question whether it's part of the outgoing day or part of the incoming day, and the shyly sometimes whether it's in or slide.
So by Mila, what's wrong with it?
So by Mila, in order to be now the baby who was born after Shkia, so then you have to count the 8 day.
Right.
The 8 day has to be not just a lilac, it has to be the 8th day, Mamesh, the incoming day, like by Inkita, like Yom Shabbos.
Okay,
it has to be the 10th of Tishrei, not the 9th of Tishrei.
I understand. So what about the case where you said the baby was born Friday morning?
Yeah.
And then you say that, let's say, after Shkia, you
so when is the 8th day?
Friday.
The 8th day is Friday.
Yeah.
The 8th day is Friday. But after Shkia, it's Sofik. And I mean, after Shkia, so then, according to the Rabbon, still there is no real darkness.
It's
so it's Friday.
Maybe it's no longer the 8th day.
Sofik, the 8th day. Sofik, then the incoming day. But Vada Yom.
Right. So true, it's Vada Yom, but maybe it's already the 9th day. It may be not the Mila Bizman anymore. Maybe it's the 9th day already.
According to Ador, until there is real darkness, it's still the outgoing day, not the incoming day. In order, by Yerad means, that the sun set completely, and what marks whether the sun set or not, whether you can see it at any high point or not.
So you're saying it's possible to be the incoming day, but it's still the outgoing day.
That's right. All right. This is the best I could can tell. I don't like that because it's too chifistic. For the same reason of Rav Yechiel Michal Tkachinsky. I forgot what Rav Yechiel Michal Tkachinsky starts with.
But who said that when it comes to Mila it should be Talon Yom V'Lai?
Of course.
Why?
It's halacha that Mila has to take place in the eighth, not the life.
Yeah, that's a truth, Allah, but it could be that maybe he's just a star in the Maisa Mila.
No. Allah will not.
For example, let's say we wouldn't say that just because you can't do Mila at night, it should be considered Mitzvah Seisha as more drama.
That's this discussion.
Right. So the Shagisarya gives the Teretz
it's not part of it for you. It's in the Aksha,
so you can say the same thing over here.
What?
Once you say the Shagisari is yourself, that Lila is not a question of Zman Mila. but a question of how you do the milah. It's just at night it's not called the milah.
That's right.
So therefore, you don't have to say milah is a din in Yom Halayla. Really, milah is a question on which day.
No, Omer Shamsali says it's not that the mitzvah of milah
doesn't exist at night.
It's not made at night.
But the ma'aser milah is not it's not called the ma'aser milah. So once you say that, you don't have a proof that milah is a din in Yom Halayla.
But there is halacha, it's possible.
Right.
Okay, fine. That's
so therefore, you could really say, I thought you could really say that when it comes to milah, milah is a question of the eighth day.
Of course it's a question of the eighth day. You don't say that.
Right. Not Yom Halayla.
But in Mashmini, you know,
but when it comes to,
it's a possible.
Right, Yom Hashmini, right. So I thought the Torah could go in the reverse order. That when it comes to Shabbos, Shabbos is a question of physically, the Metzias, whether it's already the next
day. The seventh day of the week.
Right. So therefore it means when it's totally dark, when all the stars come out, then it's a solar day. Then it's considered already the next day. But when it, astronomical day. But
you
when it comes
say
to,
as far as the thing that makes it the next day, it's not dark. It's darkness is to mark it as Lila.
Right, so you can say Shabbos. Right. So
but as long as there is ample daylight,
right,
if the sun didn't set, just because you don't see it, go up and have a
high. I understand what you're saying, but I thought you could, as far as the Mechaber, to answer up the Mechaber, you could say Mila is a question of which day, so that depends on the sun, on the revolvement of
the
earth around the sun.
Are you saying that it's
on an not like that.
Okay, okay.
You could say the other way.
Please, don't let me break my head.
Wait, can you just let me say the Teretz? Yep. That you can say when it comes to Mila, Mila is a din in the question of the solar day. And the solar day should depend upon the sun, which is Shkia.
There is only a solar day, there is no lunar day.
No, but there is a concept of an astronomical day, meaning when is it Lila? So Shabbos should be really a din in Lila. When all the stars come out, so that's a question of Shabbos.
Why Lila?
Shabbos should really be Alaf and Laila.
How about the North Pole?
Yeah.
So Shabbos starts in 6 months with the day.
I mean, who says that the Mechaber will agree to the Tiferes Yisrael?
Everybody. What would be your answer?
So we'll start Shabbos at 11 o'clock at night.
I'm not asking about British Columbia or Norway. I'm asking about the North Pole. We have 6 months' day. Sunshine.
Oh, I see. Yeah. I mean, okay. I don't know what I'll say there. Right? I don't know.
It's not relevant to you.
Right.
It's relevant to some Jews.
I mean, you can ask the question: what happens on the moon? I mean, I don't know. When the guy goes to the moon.
One businessman in Chicago told me at once
to go to the moon.
Not to the moon. He's going for 10 days in North Pole. He was a manufacturer of coats.
The ice was a
printer.
The
Eskimos knew that. There are no Jewish Eskimos. Not in one. And furthermore, the biggest surprise, there is no Chabad house. Not in North Pole. That's the biggest surprise.
In Alaska, they have.
Alaska. Is more than British Columbia, but in Alaska we always have at least an hour of night.
And besides, why should you say 6 hours? Because on a perfect day it's 6 p.m. 6 p.m. because on a perfect day, this way it's
that's the day of the equator. At the equator, Manish at the equator.
Yeah.
So sunset is always at 6 p.m. Always.
If you're 50 miles to the west on the equator,
west of what?
Where? I mean, within the
it's good
hour.
I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding. You could be right. But equator. Certainly, it's September 21st and March 21st, so it's 6 days. Here, it's close to 6. Sometimes before 6, then before 6, sometimes the necessities. Right, now, we left off the Gemara when the base on days, we left off Meis yachshu fi chaviyeh fi chavi yishpe chav lei adoy bal yira da chavi shoch di koma di chav lei adoy so it means it's morning al meir yomil also meir lati polaitle yefri mazore koma di rabe yitzbe ha gamra vineire some other words. I mean, as copy wise, he says that noise, what he means is he had cursed himself. Very strange behavior. In other words, he was fed up with his soul. So he should say, I hope. There will be morning, and there will be morning. But he says, well, he didn't curse himself.
Cursing his muzzle, his muzzle.
His muzzle, in other words, his muzzle.
His bad luck, his bad luck.
His bad luck. He hopes for day, but it never comes. It's always dark. So it's not cursing. But the curious thing is, whenever the morning, you can follow it up. I looked it up. In all the authority, usually it's mentioned in the Bible. Whenever a person talks about himself, about the good things he did, he expresses it in the first singular I. If he says, I was always dedicated to Chesed, should say, I was always dedicated. But Laura mentions a certain person referring to his Maisim Oyim.
Okay.
So then the Gemara will always use the Ahugav. So here was a tzaddik, and he's chosid, but in Adam, you can't blame him, because when the person suffers his soul, so he says certain things that he himself understands it's repugnant. So that's why when he talks about himself, he refers to himself not in the first single I, how God is another person. Because I wrote about it, that every person, the real, especially you, the real I of the person is always yearning towards good things. That's how the Rambam explains the halacha of makani such it is enough. But how can you in time mitzvah if you don't want to in time mitzvah? So the Rambam says, no chesiration. Nafshei shalodom nisav elasis chumitzvah. How do you explain that if your husband is a leprous, has a leprosy, and so business gave him to give a get to his wife, even though he says no, because nafshei shalodom reitz misadlas mitzvos. And if the Torah requires him to give a get to the wife, if the Torah requires him to sit in the sukkah, he wants his wife. But the appetites, he put him in prison. And when you market the person, so then the Yitzhara becomes weakened. So then the real eye of the person comes to the foreground, and then he really wants it. So here for the tzaddik, so certainly he had the yearning, the real self of here, had the yearning to be an Eid Hashem, and he was an Eid Hashem. But because of the Yisugim, he don't need the Saltzare. But he himself realized that he's not talking correctly. He's talking, he's making repugnant statements. So that's why he referred to himself as Ahugav. What?
What do you say?
Eisel Ish.
So why are we here as a Hugapa? Because why?
Hugapa means Eisel Ish.
But why are we here as a Hugapa?
Well,
over here in this Gemara?
Because Ian realized that he was talking in a repugnant way. That doesn't befit him.
Complaining about his Yisur.
So he really apologized and he vindicated himself. What do you want from him? I suffer so many Yisur. You think I can be responsible for every word I say? Meisle, v'im ha'cheshach yishuvim, v'laylo e'a ba'dein. So, Alme, e'a yilmoneu, ho ha'esham ha'akam adal. Ani omar ki ha'cheshach yishuvim l'mabo, because David was doing tshuva for the avirus that he committed. So he was afraid that he will chas v'sholem the melech l'mabo, she'chidim yei achshov. Oh, but Rabbi Nisholem was mechapem. Ho'elam hazeh, she'chidim l'laylo e'a badim. In other words, if a person does real tshuva and he's dedicated to mice and table, in a real way, then he already gets a glimpse of the Ilam Abo of Ilam Azeh. That's what I'm saying. Mace, the good aim of the Ilam Babos, Baboso, Shafis, and Shasabir, and the Omar of the Ilam Abos, Baboso, Shafis. So that means the Abosor is before Shachas. Al Meirute Shman Meisle. Meisle Abosor also Basias Meloche. The Blazer behind it, they may Nishas Rei. The Jude may Nishas and Esacham. Omra Blazer Yaakov, the Jude. וחייך המוצאים יהיה עם שמקצוע זה עושה בסיס מלוכה ומקצוע זה מותה בסיס מלוכה אומר לי בעצמי יחייך שמקצוע זה מותה באכיל הסחומץ אנטיר חצץ יש מותה באכיל הסחומץ בדרייס ודעת רבון אומר אנטיר שאותה לסול יש מותה באכיל הסחומץ אם ידעת רבון אומר and after down choice after the clock or after חצץ is also שמקצוסי מותה באכילס חומץ ומקצוסי עושה באכילס ניקום הרב יהודה משעס מסחמו על מאי הדיקונו ומליאק ובואו תאו לא, מאי אי רמוד השחר יוחד, דיקומו אי חמצים ואי שמקצוסי מותה באכילס מוח ומקצוסי עושה באכילס מוח ואי לאי מרי נפשי דוי כלילו דיקושור רב רב יעק פור ויש לי דיאש צפים לי the Kapal Rabbanon, the Yomam Lelele, Kapitan Sibu, at Mosa Echel Vishay, say, at Shiyal Amud Ashacha, Tivu Rabba Zabi Yaakov, the Pshimen Eimeir, at Trey Sagera, the Kaksko, but Rashi Yuma says, the Trey Sagera is Chatzis. Not every Rishi says that. But, there are some Rishayim who say that the place of Deva is Efta Chatzis before Amalashach. So, when I was on the farm, I didn't hear the tax bill at midnight, but I heard it at about 2 o'clock. I was in Walter, New York, 2 weeks vacation, years ago, on the farm. So then I heard the tax bill. Here you don't hear the tax bill. So I heard the tax roll at 2 o'clock, and they asked the near mention that it's Shoshish, but Rashi says that it's Chatzis. Rashi doesn't say anything about it, but the human says Chatzis. Shimon Hinner had three Sagerer. אל לידוך Ich hasch no die Mami Duke, die kriege bei Rabbanon. Amalei, wo hat's mir Yechia, die Palde bei Rabbanon. Amalei, wo hat's mir Yechia. Sie mit Sosse mit der Bache was Chomet, und mit Sosse aus der Bache was Chomet. Schabte von der Abil und Ablaza, hoch und Ablaza. Amine der Loch, Hanom, Loch der Rabbanon, da hat Amre, die Chomet der Reis, even though by Chomet, there is so is Chupes an Rabbanon level. So then we say, call the Tikkun Rabbanon in the Reise Tikkun. Since, basically, this is the Reise, so the Rabbanon also Mechalei. But the Rabbanon should be Mechalei initial when the Torah itself is not Mechalei. That's a thing. The Adoch also Rachmon of Adoch Esharach. He doch Shoei Rabbanon. וידוח החוטל בו לרבונון החוטל גלובן לרבונון מדרעיס מייס עם השין השויס that was in the early days so they didn't send out any slope